We're made for communion. Mm-hmm. I think it just comes right down to that. We're made for communion, right? Mm-hmm. Because why? God that we serve, that we worship, that we love is a God of communion, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As Pope Benedict XVI pointed out so many times, God did not become a communion. God is a communion. Mm-hmm. God is a communion of persons in an eternal dialogue, eternal love. Father McKenna used to always say, we don't make love, we enter into love, because love is not a created thing. And so since God is a communion, to be made in God's image and after his likeness means we are beings made for communion. And I think that's one of the tragedies of the modern world, most especially. We don't need others. We are self-made. We can do it on our own. I love to hear Todd talk about the Men's Rosary Group. Such a beautiful, beautiful act, right? Men coming together to pray the rosary, to fraternize, to talk, to pray for one another. That is lost in our culture in so many ways. And the only places that I think they're doing it are Catholic parishes and other centers of religious activity where you're seeing this. But yes, you're right, Ellen. We are made for communion. And ultimately, we are made for the communion of the saints. That's what it is all about. The only tragedy in life is the failure to become a saint.